Still Watchers Collective of Milwaukee. First reader will be Jess, followed by Mary O. But again, the word samples, if you would please.
All right, we're looking at some images.
Awesome.
Collective out of Milwaukee. Their project, their soapbox project, is a series of physical and communal spaces with dialogue of the various viewpoints and perspectives of those in the community, and an outcome of and even improved confidence for entering into challenging conversations with others. They're requesting $6,000. Their project displays an insight into the community's desire for a voice on a range of local and national issues. It displays involvement from qualified individuals and staff and board. It also shows an understanding of the social needs of the community. I feel that the project will engage with the public, but it appears to be alongside the arts rather than with the arts. And the creation of the arts themselves. I guess where I was maybe missing the information, missing the point in the provided material is how were the involvement of the people in the project, just the public, how was that involved with the actual production of the arts? And I didn't quite understand how the outcome of the project would lead to this. I think it was a proposed artistic final culmination. I guess I just was missing that.
So you're coming in and out a little bit too, but did I get that your penultimate question there is how will the outcome of this project lead to the artistic final culminating project or final event or piece?
Yeah, I guess the way I understood this project, and I'm going to have to defer to you to point out what I missed in it. I felt like it was a means for people to voice their opinion, and how that opinion came out. There were artists on site, and that the art that was created, I guess, really didn't involve the people who were talking, people who were getting up on the soapbox. I that's where I was kind of having a difficult time understanding that in the project.
Okay.
How the participants were actually involved rather than just influencing. So it felt more as, to me, it was for the community rather than with the community, and the community knowingly being a part of that artistic creation.
Got it. So community voices telling their voicing their opinions, but not seeing how the artists mentioned will integrate or how those people will also be involved in the art making?
Yeah.
Creating. Okay. Thank you for letting me work through that with you. Okay, so that is a perfect time for us then to turn to the second reader.
So, Jess, since we were having a little trouble hearing you, so if I repeat anything you said, I'm sorry. I did agree with you, though. I mean, my first question was how exactly are the artists going to be in... No, I see how the artists are going to be involved. They're documenters, there's going to be buskers in there, they're going to be synthesizing, and then there's going to be artists who are respondents. But I agree with you as far as the people who are offering their opinions or their perspectives. I didn't see a creative element there. That doesn't necessarily mean there has to be one, but if there is one, I missed it. One of the major thing that struck me about this was how huge of a vision it is, and I am a lover of grand visions. And I was going to say but, and I don't think I mean and. It seems like a rather modest budget for everything that they're hoping to achieve. So they've got like several different components where they're collecting facts and posting them online, and then they're having these little mini conversations with people where they're getting people's perspectives. It'll also be posted online. Then people who participate are going to be invited to look at what's online. And then there's going to be the soapbox pieces of it, and then artists are going to respond, and it's enormous, which is one of the things I love most about it. But it's also one of the things that administratively I just worry that because the budget is so modest, are the number of people involved going to be able to juggle all of these pieces and keep them in the air? They do have a grant of $15,000 from the Wisconsin Humanities Project is confirmed. I'm not clear who other partners might be, and given the topics that they've chosen, I would have expected to see partners who were concerned about those particular topics in the mix somewhere. However, with the marketing plans they have and all that kind of thing, there should be opportunities for lots of public participation. They seem kind of light on the evaluation piece. There weren't tools really identified, and it's mentioned and not really mentioned much in the narrative, although the goals for the project are evident. And finally, I would have liked to have seen more about the artists whose names are mentioned. I did go online and try to look up their websites and found some, and they did seem to be strong, but I would have loved to have known how it was that they were chosen. And I liked, one of the things I liked about it is that when they chose the artist, they were going to ask the artist to bring in other people who had different perspectives from their own, so it wouldn't be just a collection of artists who were already known to the Stillwaters people.
So I'm confused about what's confusing about the engagement, because to me the artwork is the platform. It's not that the stories are told by the public and then artwork's made with it. Like just that them setting up the event in context, I think, is what is the artwork. That's my read on it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that, so I don't have concern that mm-hmm. the public voice is not integrated.
So the piece itself and having people sharing their opinion is a piece of a kind of performance art, essentially,
inside
that is the focus of
yeah,
this.
They're creating context for voice to be heard. And it's simple. You know, it's a soapbox. Other just brief comments from me, because I appreciate everything that you've been saying. I just think it's a really outstanding arts group, both Dasha Kelly and the in-depth mentorship work she does to build each of the fellows, and just having experienced it, it's just a very, very powerful, creative practice that they have going. And I actually think that this was a specific response to the Sherman Park uprising. I just think they acted quickly, got a strong impact, and they're just trying to grow from there with other sites in Milwaukee. And so, I was just wanted a little bit more detail around the field artist fee. I didn't understand what that's a big budget item. I just wasn't sure exactly where that was all going. I agree there could be a little bit more that could be developed about the evaluation. I wasn't sure what baseline they were saying they were going to track. They didn't just straight say they were going to track, for example, conversation around race dynamics in Milwaukee, or what was that core? But again, to look at where they could explore aesthetics through the creative writing tendency or some of these stories that are coming out. I just think there's a lot of room to work with an evaluation person to find out what they can identify in the storytelling.
Let's take 2 minutes, please.
So, can you help me understand? I actually love this.
Yeah.
It was just, I got stuck a couple places.
Yeah.
Like, what are the field artists going to be doing?
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm saying. I did that. Wasn't detailed.
That's where my confusion came in as well. I guess.
I think there was. I think there wasn't detail enough there. Yeah, I agree.
Sorry, Jess, you were talking at the same time that Sarah was talking, and she was agreeing. She was agreeing that there isn't enough information there. Did you hear that piece?
Yep.
Great. Did you have something to add?
Nope, that's exactly what I was.
Perfect.
And then I real quickly have a thing. They show a large loss between 2016 and 2017 of $38,684.
The banker speaks. I hadn't even noticed that.
I would just like an explanation. I'm sure they had money somewhere that, you know, but I just would have liked an explanation of that. And then using acronyms, you know, when people are really invested in the arts, you know all the acronyms, not everybody does, and it's good to make sure that the actual thing is put in there first and then use the acronyms. So that was it. Otherwise, I thought this was, I loved the part about learning to listen, because it's easy to talk. So.